Voted one of 10 nations most vulnerable to the effects of climate change. In 2010, Guatemala ranked second in the world on the Global Climate Risk Index, which indicates the level of exposure and vulnerability to extreme events. And I can only share my deepest concerns and sympathies with your government on this huge burden. Of course, the impact on children's lives in particular is tremendous by any standard. And this is also just an understatement, I believe, with the type of burden you have. The committee, in its general comment number 26 in 2023 on children's rights and the environment, with a special focus on climate change, explicitly highlights the actions required to be taken by the state parties to safeguard children now and beyond. So can the delegation provide us any information on measures in place or being considered in developing policies and programs to counter effects of climate change and disaster risk management? I understand that the country has the 2018 Climate Change Action Plan. Can you inform us on how effectively the action is implemented with necessary political commitment and requisite financial and human resources? What about involvement or participation or consultation of children and young people in the actions taken in relation to this action plan? Can you also provide information on the current status, or rather your government's intention to ratify the 2018 Escazú Agreement that guarantees people's right to obtain environmental information and to participate in decision-making that affects their lives and environment? I believe 15 out of 25 countries of the region has already ratified, and therefore, given the type of climate, environment and climate change burden that your country suffers, I felt that this is an important agreement that your country may want to consider seriously at the earliest possible time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chopel. Now I give the floor to Mr. Benoit Van Keesbroek, please.
Thank you, Chair. I will cover mainly now the cluster of